Morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Laura, and Radio Max Takrady. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, doom sought to end in a few days. Words of ECG board chairman as he apologizes to Ghanaians for the pain caused by the incessant outages.
I am able to assure the people of Ghana that in the next few days, the power challenges that we are seeing under the leadership of His Excellency the President, it will be a thing of the past.
Also, newly outdoored NDC running mate Professor J. Nana Opokwajiman vows all public officials that are involved in corrupt activities will be prosecuted in the next NDC administration.
John and I have agreed that whoever has participated in the plunder of the state must be held accountable.
But what will be her exact role as vice president in the next NDC government?
She will have oversight, among others, of the education sector, the health sector, gender and social protection.
We have details of that in business.
In business, Ghana could lose donor support as World Bank projects the country's economy reaching upper middle income status. Soon we hear from former finance minister Seth Tekpe.
And later in our field exhibition series, we take you to a community near Kolegono where residents are bearing the brunt of the field generated from other parts of the country.
Everybody will make it rubbish. We always put in gutter.
Refuse here, refuse there, bala everywhere.
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Please stay. This morning, board chairman of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Herbert Crapper, is assuring that the ongoing power crisis will end in a few days. Mr. Crapper, who doubles as the deputy energy minister, was speaking at the commissioning of the Phase 2 Volta River Authority's 15-megawatt power plant at Kaleo in the Upper West region. He said government has implemented adequate measures to ensure that consumers enjoy uninterrupted power supply.
We are putting arrangements in place, procure additional fuel to run all our thermal plants and power producing plants at full capacity. And His Excellency the President has also led realignment of operational and technical arrangements in the entire power sector value chain, which is the reason I am able to assure the people of Ghana that in the next few days, the power challenges that we are seeing, it will be a thing of the past.
And you heard board chairman of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Herbert Crapper. Then on his Facebook page, he issued an apology. Maxwell Agbegwa joins me in studio with details. Maxwell, what does he say?
He says, as I said earlier today at Kaleo, the commissioning of VRA's 15-megawatt solar plant, government has put in place immediate measures to ensure the return of uninterrupted supply of power to consumers. I can, therefore, state that the unfortunate power challenges Ghanaians are facing should be over in the next few days. We are fully confident that the measures being put in place should resolve the service interruptions. We empathize with all consumers and apologize unreservedly for the effects of the outages on our daily lives. Please bear with us. We are fixing it and we are nearly there. Herbert Crapper, Board Chair, ECG.
Thank you, Maxwell, for that update. Still with ECG, we head to the Ashanti region where ECG staff have abandoned their revenue mobilization drive in fear of their lives. They say the conduct of the Ashanti regional minister, Simon Osei-Mensah, who ordered the arrest of the general manager for Ashanti East, could embolden members of the public to attack them while working. My colleague Ohim Interior has more.
The workers are in red as they hoist red flags in protest of the arrest of the Ashanti East general manager for failing to heed calls to reconnect power to Kumasi Technical University. The workers say they have been infuriated by the conduct of the Ashanti regional minister, Simon Osei-Mensah. They have been demanding an unqualified apology from the regional minister and also withdrawing the police case. Chairman of the Senior Staff Association of ECG Ashanti West, John Mensah, says the workers are afraid of their lives as a result of the conduct of the Ashanti regional minister.
You, the minister, you are still pushing, you are encouraging that they shouldn't pay their bill. Then I think that one is unfortunate. So that is why we are saying that you should withdraw the case from the police station so that the staff have the confidence to visit the houses or the premises and collect the revenue. It's a form of threat to our members.
Vice Chairman of the Senior Staff Association, Bismarck Adoma, tells Joy News the workers have been infuriated by the regional minister who has been defending his action on radio.
We only heard me on radio defending what he did. It makes us uncomfortable. Somebody doing his genuine work and causing his arrest, and you are on radio defending it.
And that report by my colleague Ohime Interior, away from power, lead investigator of the GRA SML contract, is demanding the publication of the full audit report from KPMG. President Akufo-Addo has given the Ghana Revenue Authority the go-ahead to continue the audit contract of the downstream petroleum sector with SML after receiving the report from KPMG. According to him, the deal is crucial in saving the country's resources. But therefore, the state which exposed the anomalies in the contract wants the full report published. Here's lead investigator Manasseh Ezuriawoni.
I would be very measured in attacking KPMG until I see the KPMG report. I did a JIDA investigation. The president issued some directives on the JIDA report. But when the report itself was published, it was worse than what the presidency issued. This was in 2013. So with this experience, I'm a bit measured. But what we can say is that, look, it is good news to the Republic of Ghana that the upstream petroleum contract and the gold mining contracts are off the table.
Manasseh Ezuriawoni is with the Fourth Estate. And now to our election headquarters, sponsored by Petrosol Clean Fuel in Full Quantity, CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA, and CIMA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants and the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental Wellness, and Beauty. Now, the NDC running mate, Professor Jane Nana Opokwajiman, has vowed the next NDC administration will prosecute corrupt government officials. She made the promise at outdooring last night at the University of Professional Studies here in Accra. She also took a swipe at government over what she believes is mismanagement of the economy. My colleague James Avaji has more on the following report.
Draped in the symbolic red, white, green and black colors of the umbrella, hundreds of NDC sympathizers and party bigwigs gather here at the UPSC auditorium in Accra to witness the outdooring of Professor Jane Nana Opokwajiman as running mate to John Dramani Mahama.
Professor Jane Nana Opokwajiman.
Rolling out her vision to party faithfuls and Ghanaians, Professor Jane Nana Opokwajiman did not shy away from taking a swipe at government.
I will not, in the advancement of self-serving ambition, declare to the whole world that I was only the driver's mate. I don't know about you, but the image I get looking at that hole is a trench in utter shock that anyone could believe it was intended as a thanksgiving gift to the almighty, invisible, God only wise.
Professor Jane Nana Opokwajiman says the next NDC administration would deal with all corrupt government officials.
John and I have agreed that whoever has participated in the plunder of the state must be held accountable.
And you heard NDC running mate Professor Jane Nana Opokwajiman. Away from that, some residents of a coastal community near Kolegono here in Accra are calling on authorities to deal with the indiscriminate filth into drainage systems in parts of Accra. They say they are bearing the brunt of the act, which has resulted in heavy pollution of oceans and the beaches there. My colleague Max Olagbagba has more.
Let us learn to keep Ghana clean. Refuse here, refuse there, Bala everywhere.
Welcome to the Odo drainage system, which runs through the capital, Accra. Here, trash reigns supreme.
We're going to have recreational facilities. We have
flashback to 2019, where officials proudly showcased plans to transform the Odo drain into a recreational paradise, complete with yachts and cruise boats gliding through its waters.
Fast forward 5 years, and the only thing cruising are more plastic bags. Those who suffer the effects are residents living around the coastal areas close to the Oddo drain where it enters the ocean. I'm in one of the communities near Jamestown, and here I've met one of the residents who is a fisherman. John Yaku no longer goes for fishing expedition but plastic expeditions, as his nets catches more plastics than fish. He says the plastics are destroying our outboard motors. Previously, we used to do communal labor before the onset of the rains, but we don't do that again. Sabonikwe Jani believes more dustbins will prevent heavy pollution of the drainage system.
Everybody will make it rubbish. You always put in gutter.
And you heard some residents of a coastal community near Kolegono calling on authorities to deal with the indiscriminate dumping of filth into drainage systems there. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.